enough, and that they want the parents. Is there consensus, I guess, with parents that they want to have the kids back in the classroom?
I think most parents do, but you know, this is one of the reasons why it's such a boon to the argument of school choice, because every parent, every family is going to be in a unique circumstance. You know, if you've got really at-risk older folks living with you, you probably don't want to send your kid to in-person learning. You want some sort of a virtual environment or a virtual option. And that's really what this all boils down to, is there are enough folks out there right now, no matter which way it goes, they're going to be upset. You've got enough folks that want in-person learning and they're not getting it, so they're upset right now. And other folks who do not want in-person learning at all, if all of a sudden that's the only option available to them, they're going to be upset. So it's this real opportunity to, you know, go to parents directly and say, this is why you need choice. This is why a one-size-fits-all education system doesn't work, because everybody's got different concerns, different priorities, and different risk tolerances.
Michael Shouse joining us. He's going to stay over for one more segment as we tackle what this new type of learning situation that the teachers' union seems on board, the district seems on board, but will it actually work? And by the way, what happens to this lost year or more for these kids? I mean, do you promote them from fourth to fifth grade? We'll talk about that. Michael Shouse joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And the special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, and by Nevada Trucking Association. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We are 29 minutes from the polls closing in Georgia. We will know probably not shortly thereafter. I mean, this may take a while to unravel because of the sheer numbers in Georgia, who will run the U.S. Senate. This is important stuff. We'll talk about it on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 3:31 as we check out our traffic cam, several crashes are working right now. Westbound Craig, that's at the 15 interchange. 515 eastbound, that's before Eastern on the right side. 515 west at Flamingo, the left lane is affected in that incident. Also look for some congestion as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 north at Charleston. 15 south at Spring Mountain, tap the brakes there. Also, slow flows 515 west at Charleston. And remember those 24/7 lane restrictions. They're doing some bridge work there on 15 north. It's at Lamb. Do expect some possible delays there until October.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Vegas Golden Knights continuing to go through training camp as they get closer and closer to the start of their season. We're a little bit more than a week out from them beginning their season. That's going to happen a week from Thursday. They are going to open up at home with back-to-back games against Anaheim. It's going to be a very common thing. It will happen very consistently through the season where they are going to play multiple games against the same opponent in a row. This will allow travel to be limited throughout the course of the season. UNLV basketball, they're back practicing for the first time in about 3 weeks. Their game still on schedule against Colorado State for this Thursday and Saturday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I worry about lots of things. My finances, my grandkids.
If you're 65 or older, you have enough things to worry about. Pneumococcal pneumonia shouldn't be one of them. Even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for this potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13-valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 13.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Schaus alongside Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.org. I want to ask you about, because I looked at the calendar today, and we're not that far away from March 17, which normally is St. Paddy's Day. And it's the day when everything kind of came apart and the governor closed down our state. Our schools closed down. It was just, it was horrible. It was horrific. And I guess my question is, our kids that are in school got nothing out of second semester last year, got nothing out of first semester. In fact, we're being told to look for grades that are horrific. And I guess my question is this going to be a lost year for our kids educationally? And if that's a fact, should kids be promoted from fourth to fifth grade? Well, when they're getting Fs in all kinds of subjects.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the short answer to the first part of your question is yes. This is absolutely a lost year, and it's a tragedy, especially because it was so completely unnecessary. Given the science, given the fact that children are extraordinarily unlikely to contract or spread COVID, given that private schools are still open, and they have very, very low transmission rates of COVID, and there's a reason why. It's safe. So it's tragic. That being said, should we hold kids back? I think the normal person would probably say yes, unless you can come up with some way to get them back on track. And this is kind of a sad thing to say, but it was pointed out to me, and it's actually kind of true. Everybody's talking about how this is a lost year and how horrible this is and how there's going to be no standards for making sure that kids are caught up. Truth is, there weren't really any standards before. We already had very high illiteracy rates, and we were not really succeeding in education. So this just makes the matter even worse. And it's really sad to see an entire generation of kids struggling for really no reason other than teacher union politics.
Wow. Now, can I assume that Daniel Honcharoo is going to be prowling the halls of Carson City in just a couple of weeks, beginning with the State of the State? Daniel's done such a great job for you guys over the years covering the legislature. Will he have a role this year?
Yep, he's already moved up to Carson City, so he's living up there full time and already getting ready for the session. He'll be doing everything he can. He's already meeting with some lawmakers from both parties on a couple of our issues. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's going to be interesting. I don't envy him for a couple of reasons, but namely, it's going to be a very interesting session. So I know he's got his work cut out for him. But yeah, we're going to be up there on the ground, because that's honestly the only way you can really impact the legislative session, is having somebody up there talking to lawmakers directly and telling them why they need to care about X, Y, or Z.
One of the things you folks did at NPRI in the last regular session was you found some sort of middle ground, some agreement with Democrats. Do you think that's possible again this session? And if so, what kind of subjects would it cover?
Yeah, you know, it's actually even better than that. And I tell everybody all the time that I'm in policy, not politics, for a reason. You know, politics is red versus blue. Policy is more of like a Venn diagram. You've got areas where you have unlikely allies. And the last legislative session, we had actually a couple of Democrats champion our pro-transparency bill, keeping government transparent. And that was a great success, and it was a lot of fun to work with them because it was this niche area where we all agreed. Moving into this session, we still have a few of those. You know, one of the biggest ones we're trying to touch on is transparency in the collective bargaining process. Right now, when you've got government unions negotiating pay, benefits, and all the expense associated with, say, a school district, that's all done behind closed doors. The public and even the union members don't have any access to the negotiations, and we want to change that. We've actually had a couple of Democrats come on board with that because they're concerned about police unions and police accountability. So there are definitely some areas there that we see a bright spot in working with Democrats. And, you know, it's going to be a tough legislative year, though, especially when it comes to the fiscal issues. There's just not a ton of common ground on some of the bigger, broader issues facing us.
Well, NPRI will be very much a part of the action, and I'm so happy about that and our partnership with them. It's always good to find out what's going on firsthand from people that are on the ground. A reminder of this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, and by Nevada Trucking Association. Michael, always good to visit with you, my friend. You stay safe, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Kevin.
There you have it, Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. We call him NPRI. Stay where you are. More to come. We'll give you the very latest, and we are now, 19 minutes away from polls closing in Georgia as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. After being a personal injury attorney for 28 years, I've learned a lot of things about insurance companies, and there are a few things I trust more than them. For example, I trust a rabid cobra protecting her babies. I trust a hungry grizzly bear with a steak in my pocket, and I trust a shark in my hot tub.
Get the picture? Hurt and a wreck and need a check? You know who you can trust. Or Lerner and Rowe.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Now handling 3M earplug cases.
Scott Guido, managing attorney.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities. He's been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Control of the United States Senate is up for grabs right now. And for another, 14 plus minutes. And by the way, some of the polls are going to be kept open because they got long lines in some very strong Republican areas. And remember, it's Republicans who like to vote. They like to vote on Election Day. So they will keep those. They'll keep them open as long as they need to do that. The president was in Dalton, Georgia last night. I promised you that I'd bring you highlights. This was the president. This is cut two. Saying that the world is watching Georgia today. Listen to this.
Tomorrow, each of you is going to vote in one of the most important runoff elections in the history of our country. Frankly, forget about runoff. One of the most important elections, really. It's really not runoff. It's elections because it's a biggie. Our country is depending on you. The whole world is watching the people of Georgia tomorrow. And you got to swamp them because everything's so crooked around. I mean, not here. They were saying, oh, he's complaining about Georgia. No, I'm complaining about eight different states. And I think we're going to win them all. You're going to get everyone you know. You're going to show up at the polls in record numbers. You got to swamp them. And together we're going to defeat the Democrat extremists and deliver a thundering victory to David Perdue. And where's David? David. We love our David. I know David so well. He's respected and loved by everyone, and someone that has really been a star in Washington, Kelly Loeffler. Where is Kelly? Where is our Kelly? What a job you've done. Thank you. And we'll tell you about Kelly. For me, David fights for me, that I can tell you. And I will also say, you know, the Republicans, you have to understand, for the people that don't fight, not for me, fighting for us, because we have a lot of corrupt things that happen when they don't fight. One thing I've learned about Republicans, they have some difficulties, but you know a difficulty that they don't have? They never forget. They never forget. And people are going to find that out, because we have to go, and we have to go all the way, and that's what's happening. And you watch what happens over the next couple of weeks. You watch what's going to come out. Watch what's going to be revealed. You watch. And I have to tell you that the stakes of this election could not be higher. You vote tomorrow. You want to go out tomorrow. People want to go out. They don't want to do the ballot thing. They don't want to do it unless it's the other side, in which case they just print them out. They don't want to do it. They want to go and vote. And make sure your vote is counted. Make sure they don't let you say, I'm sorry, somebody else has already voted for you. Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives.
That was the president last night. We'll have more from the president coming up in just a couple minutes. I do want you to hear from Kayleigh McEnany, though. She was on with Martha McCallum. And this was fascinating. This is Kayleigh McEnany, the press secretary to the president, talking about the Georgia Secretary of State phone call that everybody's all up at. I don't see what the big deal is. For the life of me, I don't understand it. But this was Kayleigh McEnany talking about the Georgia Secretary of State phone call. This is cut number three, by the way, Jim. Here is Kayleigh McEnany last night on with Martha McCallum.
Everybody has listened to the audio of the president's conversation with Brad Raffensperger and the attorneys who were also on the line. Mark Meadows was also a part of the conversation. I spoke with the Secretary of State today, and I asked him, you know, whose idea was it to record this? And was he behind the decision to release it to the Washington Post in this crucial period, just 24 hours before the election gets underway? And here's what he said.
I just was at my home with my wife, and I had it on speakerphone, but I didn't record anything at my house. Then he goes out on Twitter the next morning and says stuff that's not true. First of all, he releases that we did have a conversation, so I didn't see what the issue was.
Were you aware of the decision, and were you in favor of the decision to release the phone call, sir?
I think that we had to respond to the president's Twitter, and we responded with the facts that were in the call.
So he clearly said there, Kayleigh, that he was aware of it and that he was behind the decision to release that phone call in these final days before the election.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that is why he should not be trusted. And let me be clear, the claims the president was making, he walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript of various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorneys. He should not be trusted. We should shine daylight on these numbers. That's all the president was asking for throughout the entirety of the conversation. And it's interesting he won't reveal his numbers, the same guy who secretly recorded the President of the United States and released it to the public.
Kayleigh McEnany on with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel. And I'm just going to tell you what this Secretary of State did down in Georgia is reprehensible. The idea of releasing a private phone call with the President of the United States to me is dirty pool. And it's just not good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for our 4 o'clock hour. Tommy White will join us, business manager for Labor's Union Local 872. 2021. We had just a bizarre 2020. And, you know, what is 2021 going to be about? We'll find out from a guy that's right smack dab in the middle of a lot of different projects. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670. KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, the market correction action plan, is it for everyone?
Yes, Steve. Unfortunately, everyone needs to get one of these because we've had a market correction, and we need to have an action plan to, number one, recover, but number two, make sure this doesn't happen again. There's the old saying, smart people learn from their mistakes, but experts learn from other people's mistakes. Well, I think we're all smart people now because a lot of people have learned from their mistakes. But let's get your very own plan put together. We've got the 15-Minute Retirement Planner. It's a booklet I'm going to give away when people call. But more importantly, you can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more. But I could put together a plan with my team for the next 10 callers. It's a $1,000 value. No cost or obligation.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, let's talk about income in retirement. How much should we have? Some say we need less than we had before. Some say we need more. What do you think?
Steve, 125% is what I aim for.
Sign me up. Sign me up,
you know,
Coach.
I talked to a lot of people. So my planner said I only need about 60% of the income because my taxes are going to be lower. Number one, your planner has no idea what taxes are going to be. Look at our government writing checks like a drunk sailor out there. Tax rates are going to go up in retirement. We're going to need more and more money. I want my clients to pay more tax in retirement. That means they're making more income in retirement. Let's throw away this book, this rule book that we hear about where we need less money in retirement. Steve, you want to do a lot of stuff in retirement?
I do.
Need a lot of money in retirement. Let's put a plan together that at least gets you in the right direction. The next 10 people, I'll do it at no cost or obligation.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money in the end, call me. Did the other guys promise that? Huh. You already know that answer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want you to hear from the president one more time. Looking back, let's go to cut one. Looking back at the presidential election and blaming the fake news media. Listen to this.
I was telling Kelly before, you can lose, and that's acceptable. You lose, you go, and you go wherever you're going, and you go and say, maybe I'll do it again sometime, or maybe I won't, or I'll get back to life. But when you win in a landslide, and they steal it, and it's rigged, it's not acceptable. Not acceptable. Then you have a country that would be run, if these two don't win, and if we don't take the presidency, you have a country that would be run by Schumer, Pelosi, and Biden. The people of Georgia will be at the mercy of the left-wing socialists, communists, Marxists. And that's where it's going. You know, we don't like to use the word communist. How about the press? Look at them back there. Look at all of them. How about the press? It's a lot of press. Oh, boy. That's a lot of press, but you know, they've gone silent now. They have a new thing. They used to fight me left, right. I'd go, they'd go. You know, you'd fight. I'd win, they'd win. Who knows who wins? But people would hear. Now they don't want to talk about it. Unless they can say something bad about you, they don't want to talk about it. So if we talk about certain subjects that you've been watching over the last 6 months, all of a sudden they were getting clobbered. So they went stone cold silent. Big tech. The fake news media, they go silent anymore. They don't talk about it. And that is the beginning of communism. That's exactly what happens.
That was the president. One exit polling number that has come out of CNN, 41% of Georgians that went to the polls, 41% said the presidential election was not conducted fairly. That's a scary thought. You want to talk about credibility of an election process. Coming up, Tommy White looks ahead to 2021. He's the business manager of Labor's Union Local 872. Stay with us. He'll join us next right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.